Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, March 23rd. You're listening on the Odyssey. It's Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, and our dear friend, V. Hale, who you're the first thing I thought of this morning when I woke up. I was like, oh, it's V. Hale Day.
Oh, Bryn. Oh, there we go. I was going to say, where's
that? Was that followed by, like, anger and...
Never. I love you. You
unsettling
know that.
Feeling.
Stop it. No. I enjoy you very much.
I'm one of the few.
It's always, yeah, that's true. Nobody else likes you that much, but we like
no,
you a lot.
No, it's a short list.
Yeah. Get out of here. It's not true at all. So listen.
It's very true.
No, it's not.
Fire taste.
Stop it. Yeah, so, you are brusque, but I like that.
Yeah.
You're wonderful, and you're the number one midday girl in the whole Bay Area. There's not, what are you talking about? How do you get to be number one, but no one likes you? Really?
Yeah, V, come on. Everyone loves you.
They're jerks.
Oh, my God. Yes. Stop being so modest about it.
Okay. So the question is, we were talking about your vagina specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And we were saying.
I know. I was like, without me? Like, what?
Yeah, without you. And we were trying to figure out if you, so do you wear underwear when you sleep? And someone wrote in and said, she said she sleeps naked. She told us that a while ago.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I have no recollection of that.
We did because I said that I sleep naked. Sometimes it depends. Like sometimes maybe in like colder months, I'll do my tank in like booty shorts or boxers. And then remember, Sarah, you said John just a t-shirt. So I was like, oh, he Winnie the Pooh's it.
Yes.
Like we were talking about how we all sleep. Yeah.
Somebody said there's a name for people who wear, like apparently at Burning Man, people wear a t-shirt, like I guess to keep their shoulders from burning, but then they want their dick to be out, and they're called shirt cocks. And they're always well in.
So they don't want sunburned shoulders, but...
They'll take a sunburned dick because they want everyone to see it.
On fire?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Well, maybe they keep it in the shade.
Burning Man was like a naked situation.
Oh yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of drug taking, so it's not a natural nudist colony.
It's be free, and a lot of people for some people they don't. They're not, but I know with a lot of people that John went with were naked.
Oh wow, that would be great. Viewing, like I'd put on dark goggles. It reminds me of what's that movie, and they redid it. Like they were in buggies and sand dunes and like
Mad Max.
Yeah, like that's kind of reminds me
that,
of the vibe
that is very right. It's kind of steampunk, and people wear these crazy costumes, and there's art cars driving around. It actually, I will say, it looks awesome. I just know that I can barely stand camping as an adult now because it's so dirty. And then they say you have to wear a wet rag around your face to keep the grit and dust, the playa dust out of your mouth.
That's what would kill me. Like they wear goggles and stuff. Like,
oh, everything.
That sounds so uncomfortable and so trapping.
They went to, John went a couple years and he went up with our friend Danielle. I don't think you've met Danielle yet. Hot ass Danielle. She's great.
She has.
You'll love her.
Yeah. I think we did a happy hour with her and she was in another country.
She was in Costa Rica. You're right. We did. Yeah. So anyway, she's fab and she goes all the time and gets naked and always has her tits out and stuff and does all the drugs as they do there and then dances and makes French fries.
Well, that's part of it, in my opinion, is the things that I used to be able to enjoy or ignore, in part, is because I was wasted, and it didn't matter to me. I could pass out wherever I was, and if it was in a pile of shit, I wouldn't bother with it till morning. Not that that ever happened, but you know what I mean? Like, that's being wasted, you have a totally different sensibility than you would if you were sober going, that's filthy. No, thanks.
And I got to go to work tomorrow, so no. Right. But when you're at Burning Man, I mean, I think a lot of people do go there. It's a full escapism for some people. Other people really are there for the art. Other people really are there for the orgy tent, which apparently is a thing. So
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. So they get back from the, they drive back in a, I think they were still renting an RV at the time, the Hot Ass Danielle and her people. So John and Hot Ass Danielle come walking off this RV after 10 days at Burning Man, and they're gray. They're gray from top to bottom. It's in every pore. It's in, John's bike is still kind of gray. Like, you can't get the dust out of it. It's like insidious, and it's everywhere. I'm sure that the place that rented them the RV must have some kind of like Burning Man cleaning package that you have to pay for, because that just, that must be a disaster. Like, you wouldn't even want to bring your own RV to that. It would just get ruined.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. You probably have a whole set of stuff just for there, and it's not part of your daily use
items. You need a compressor to blow
it
all.
Would you go into an orgy tent, V? You're a single lady.
I think I'd go in. You mean to watch, right?
Well, I don't know. No. I'm asking you, would you do?
I wouldn't participate.
You
wouldn't? No, I wouldn't participate.
But how do you know? What if you were at Burning Man and you were all fucked up? And
I don't do drugs like that anymore. So
Have you done LSD?
I would ever get to that level. Like, booze doesn't do that to me.
Have you done LSD?
No.
Have you done mushrooms?
I don't like losing control of my mind. I've eaten mushrooms twice. The second one was microdosing with chocolate, though, so it was like the body high. And then the first time, I didn't eat enough because I didn't want to, and I did the stems instead of the caps. I like body highs. If I lose control of my mind, that scares me.
Oh, yeah. It's scary, all right.
I don't enjoy that. And I actually went to high school with someone who tripped on mushrooms and never fully ever came back. And I've heard that story from other people. That was enough to be like, I knew I wasn't doing these for a reason. Like,
see, that's a weird story. So I know that happens with LSD. There are people, including very famous people, who've overdone LSD and never came back. Mushrooms, I've never heard that you can do enough of those that you would be gone forever. But if it happened, I'm sorry to hear that. That's terrible.
It's awful. It was so weird to see. And then someone I dated in college said someone he went to high school with, same thing. And I'm like, it all has to do with, I think, our makeup and our body and what's draining what. And like, I mean, LSD or like ecstasy, I think that's taking from like, you know, all of the serotonin and stuff. So it drains differently. But the brain is a crazy thing, man. And you never know how it's going to react to stuff. And so I think that's just always frightened me.
Like
now,
can you imagine? You can't even do coke now. With this fentanyl going around,
and
everyone should do coke, but yeah, we all have a right to go party or be like, man, you know, I'm here. Like, here, give me a little key bump. Let me take a little line with that dirty ass dollar bill or $100 bill that we thought was so fucking cool. And now I look back and I'm like, Jesus, how am I alive or not, like Hep C or some shit? But like, now I wouldn't even touch someone's shit because you don't even have to ingest it to like get fucked up from it. It's crazy. Assholes ruining the high. Sorry.
It's fine.
Right. Well, so you used to like an occasional line. That was.
Well, the '80s happened. So
loved me the coca.
You did.
The '80s. I was
not an '80s baby.
I was 7 years old. Yeah.
Well, the '80s were when I was doing it all. Right. I had a problem.
Mine was all in high school, though. Like, I partied hard.
What year
in
did you graduate? Please say the 2000s.
01.
01.
Oh, that sucks.
Boom. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And then when I got to college, I was like, get in, get out, 4 years. God. What?
I graduated in 1984. I'm so old. I'm like 20 years older than you. It's fucked up, man. How does this happen? I was 30 when I got this job. This is fucking crazy. Yeah, God damn it.
I still have this job. How many people were like, man, I remember when I did radio in the 80s and they're still holding on to that shit. Yeah. And you're all, yeah, Bob, let it go. Like, come on. You were good for about 5 years.
I can't believe I'm
years.
Such a good DJ.
Hey, I have
you're
a question. Still my job. Job.
You're like number one.
Oh,
you're
my
stuck.
God.
So normally you sleep naked. And then we had also recently talked about how you exchanged some photos with the young gentleman because you two were sort of needing some interaction in order to get off. I'm curious, when you take a picture of your woman area, do you want it to be open, or is your preference for it to be as closed as possible, like almost look like a straight line, like barely even know that it's got
I think I've done both, but usually it's open, throw in a finger there. You know, they really like that.
Oh,
it's
you
like,
throw whoa. In a finger.
Yeah, maybe it's on the clip. Maybe it's like slid halfway in. It's all about the visual.
Right.
Wow. Fucking art form.
Like, just the pussy's amazing, but if you throw in a finger, they're losing it over there on the other end. It's all about control, Vinny.
You're,
make sure your face isn't in these, please, V.
You are an artist.
No, I never.
Okay.
I don't put my face
among
in
the things I've forgotten is, what is your shave situation down there? Are you lasered off? You're lasered all the way gone,
she's
right?
Lasered
is that
off,
yours?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Totally gone. Yeah.
Well, that's got to make it things easy.
But yeah, it's. I mean, listen.
You ever bleach
still
your asshole?
Sprout here and there. It's so funny you said that because
is it?
I
is
thought
it?
Like I might. I want to. No, it's not. It's not. I was like, I think I might want to try and bleach my asshole once.
Oh,
like,
please
test it out,
don't. Do not.
No, I'm not going to. And
why not?
I looked it up and it. Well,
what happens
what
if you bleach your
men,
asshole?
Actually, they like to see the difference.
The different skin. Yes,
in,
absolutely.
In color and.
Because they're like,
the
oops,
is.
I don't want to lick there because that's an asshole.
No.
Stick down here
not,
with the pink
no,
stuff.
No, you're wrong.
Not
no.
the brown stuff. Okay.
There's
it's just like men, like they where the skin was before and where the line is, it's a little bit pinker towards the top. You appreciate yeah. a nice vein, like it's the natural
yes.
part of the body.
You
I guess.
Want it to look like it looks, and it's look. I personally think that's so stupid to just vanilla your body. Like the now, there's no character at all. You might as well be
you know,
a doll.
It sucks because. You don't, it's certainly something you don't learn, it's with age. So you have to like grow old and experience life. But what I have found from men is, and there's still the crap guys out there that make the women think they need to look absolutely perfect. But most guys, like it's those weird things. Like you think like, oh, well, so-and-so on this porn had a nice bleached butthole. So I do too, because that must be what they like. Most men like the natural, the way you look. They don't frown upon a stretch mark or, you know, these little things.
They
that
won't even notice it
on.
If you don't
like,
point it out to them. Guys are just like, no. Oh, it's a chicken. She's letting me have at her. Okay.
True either, Sarah.
This
look,
is great. I love it.
Let me tell you something, and this is going to sound, however it sounds to all the PC people, feel free. I don't care. I've looked at, in one way, shape, or form, naked ladies since I'm a teenage boy almost every day for inspiration. I really am a big fan. I love naked ladies. I don't only like them naked. I like naked ladies or women for a million reasons. But what I'm saying is I like that. And it's what I'm into. And I am not into it being bleached out or turned into something that doesn't look like a human body part. It just it needs to, you need to look like a person, be how you are. And I can't imagine.
It looks too much like one of those silicone real dolls.
Right. Like,
yeah,
it's not good. So that's one of the things. I had a friend who said, I was talking to my girlfriend about her bleaching her butthole. And I was like, why the fuck would you bring that? She should never fuck you again. And he was like, dude.
If a guy told me to bleach my asshole, dude, I'd probably shit on him. Not really, but like if you, just because it has to do with the butthole, like get a life, dude, get out of here. Like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Like,
I really was
like. Make your dick grow bigger. Oh, okay, you can't. Like, well, we're both not pleased. Kick rocks, bitch. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the bleach butthole is doable. That's a
yeah.
A dick
yeah, the bigger dick isn't doable. I mean, what's something that's doable for a dude that, you know.
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't like
I think
it.
That comes like I appreciate a great dad bod now. Like when I was younger, you're like, oh my god, he's skinny. Look
Shut
at his muscles.
Up,
and
me.
Now I'm like, oh my god, his belly sticks
That's
out just
true,
a little right there.
I
like,
know.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I like the most about that is that like, you know, I don't want to lay my gross body next to some ripped dude, you know? Like, no thanks.
I mean, I wouldn't be. I,
sorry,
yeah,
dude,
I mean, I would think you'd
decline,
you're ripped,
I'm
honey.
Like,
you're totally ripped.
Oh, John.
John's like,
hey.
No, I mean, we're getting older. Like, that's okay.
Right.
It's gonna. Yeah, it happens.
Dads are hot. It's like the meme. It says, "I'm at the age where I find both you and your dad hot." And I was like, "Oh shit, dude, it's so true." Like, hey, maybe you meet their dad, and you're all, "Oh, hey."
Well, he can't be over 50, older. Isn't your cutoff 50? What's your cutoff again? Yeah. 40.
No, not 40. I'm 38. I think I said like 45. But listen, if you're the whole package and you're, I don't know, 48 even, that's a decade.
She's flexible, I think.
What if you find someone that you just, you mesh right, with you and know. You,
that's
you
the know. Thing. I can't be, I can't say sternly.
Yeah.
But that's.
But you're not typing in, you know, 35 yeah, to
like,
60.
Yeah, like, if you're the whole package and I fell in love, I wouldn't be like, but you're 48, but I wouldn't actively pursue you. That's a little old. Like, oh, then you're going to hit 50, and I'm still, like, maybe 40.
It's actually fucking painful.
It's, I think ideally you're with someone your own age, and you have similar background and experience levels, and that way you're not, like, in a conversation with someone who has no idea where you came from. None. Right. Like, they just weren't born. How could they?
Well, and I think too, we've said this before, like, and I don't even mean this as a diss. Like they, science has done tests on it. Like men mature slower than women. So I feel when you go younger, even if they've lived the same life, even if it's only like 5 years, like you guys just mentally aren't there. Like you're still like, and let's go out and you know, what's a job? So
that's funny.
Like, oh my god, I went into work totally hungover today, bro. Like, no way, bro. Yeah, I napped in my
extreme.
Car, bro. And then you're just like, Jesus, fuck, man.
Fuck are you hanging with?
You know,
man?
Like,
you know,
god.
Here's you doing all this work on yourself and these tools. 32-year-old
like and then go with like,
car napper.
I mean, pull it together. Yeah.
Oh, dating life for V is not good.
Yeah.
It's you guys. I just think I'm gonna be. I don't even mean it like sad and depressing. Like I think I'm gonna be alone forever. Like,
no, that's pretty sad. Not even,
you're
like,
not.
I'm upset
you're not.
About it.
Yeah, it's like, impossible.
No, do you know what my high? I went out it's Friday great. Night and my highlight, and it wasn't like all hours of the night. It wasn't super crazy. There was. I looked around. There was no one there that I was like, hey, I hope he comes talk to me. But my highlight. Was the bartender didn't charge me for my drink. Like, not a dude that was like, hey, I want to buy you a drink, or hey, bartender, hook her up. Like, the bartender was like, it was a place outside venue with live music. So you went up to the bar, got your drink, went back to where you sat, right? Like, at these tables and stuff. And I said something to him, and he's all, free of charge. And I'm all, what? He's like, you're good. And I was like, oh, well, I don't have cash, because then you feel bad. You don't tip. You know what I mean? Like, I was tipping on my card. He goes, don't even worry about it. Enjoy your beer. And I was like, God, like you guys, I got a free drink tonight. I was like, fuck, it was from the bartender who doesn't have to charge you. Like, it's sad and depressing.
Well, so but
maybe he liked you.
Liked you.
Was he cute?
No.
So you didn't even consider that that might be his motivation.
Well, no, but I looked at him and I was like, gave the face and was like, thanks, love. And he's like, you're welcome. Because you got, come on, he gave you a free drink. You can't be a total bitch.
Gotta throw him a bone.
Well, you can,
but, then I
but you
away.
Shouldn't.
I was like, ah,
right.
Fuck.
Well, I hope you're not trying to hit on me because you're a butt.
Yeah, I'd be like, I hope you don't think I'm going to stand and talk to you, bartender, for this free drink. Because I won't. No. He's still gonna
but
make
thanks,
him, like,
I guess.
Thanks, love. Like with the shoulder, and he's like, "You're welcome, Mama."
Yeah, if he does.
And then I didn't go back to that bar. You know what I mean?
Like, right. I'm gonna go to another bar where I can actually just pay for my fucking drink and not have it be weird.
Totally. I'm a fuck free drink, you asshole. So I'm on my break in 10. You want to meet?
You know what's weird about clubs or places that you go, like. And you're living this life still. I definitely am not out there doing anything like this. But I remember being with friends. And one of the ways that I, when we went out and partied, I would just focus on me and my friends. And we'd just go crazy and have fun. And often girls would come talk to me because we were, like, I didn't appear to be on the make. I just was having fun and with my friends. And then you'd end up talking to someone. But I remember guys that I was with that would be like, they'd see the really hot chick and they'd go, well, I'll never get her. But then they'll see someone who's still super smoking hot, but not dressed like crazy or whatever. And they'd be like, I think I can
slutty.
Get her.
I'll say it for you.
Yeah, not dressed slutty. But so they're dressed like normal, which I would assume, I don't know how you're out, but still, that chick's fucking out of your league, asshole. There's no chance she's going to talk to you.
But definitely go bother her.
Yeah. Yeah, we love when
God,
you guys
girls
come
love it
us.
When
it's
dudes come up and
fucking phenomenal.
But it's that
like,
thing that's
exude
like,
their sexuality.
Yeah.
Somehow, if a lady dresses not slutty, appears like a normal human being, but still is fucking gorgeous, a guy will be like, I think I can get her. Mm. And that's the chick who gets hit on even more than the slutty chick, is the normal sort of appearing normal, good-looking girl.
Well, don't they call that like pretty girl syndrome? Like the prettiest girl in the room is often the loneliest.
Maybe.
We will all just assume that she's got plenty of dates and
right.
give you the time of day. Meanwhile, I'd love to go on a date.
Does anyone want to? Hello? Hello? Can you talk to me? Hello?
I'm surprised, though, that you're not getting like hit on a ton when you're out.
I don't
because you're the second prettiest girl. How is that not happening?
I don't get hit on like that, dude. And listen, it could very well be because my face just screams fucking bitch constantly. And I don't even mean it to. Like, even sometimes I think my friends forget. Like, my friends will be like, what's wrong? And I'm like, oh, nothing, what? And they're all, your face right now. I'm like, shit, I know. I just look like a fat cunt. Like, I can't help it. And so I'm just probably one of the most, and I'm not because I'm saying, I know I'm so hot, who doesn't approach me, but I'm saying like, I probably look like one of the most unapproachable people. Like, you're going to come up to me and I'm going to be like, go fuck yourself, Skippy. Like,
well, you might get actually out of here,
don't
do that. Talk to me.
Yeah, you
people might have
that.
Heard your show and yeah. been like, ooh, she will get me. but that, you know, resting bitch face is real. And the older you get, the more your face rests like a bitch. Like, it's
true. That's
know?
Why I'm at cunt now. Like, I started at bitch, and as you progress and it gets meaner,
pressing cunt
you're
face,
in I cunt think. Phase. It's just, it's okay. I'll admit it. I'm calling myself one, so people don't get angry.
That over seems the, weird, though. Like, you go out, you're having drinks. This is what I'm getting at. Like, when I would go out, I'd just go crazy and laugh and tell jokes and be silly with my friends. And often that was like, people would go, whatever they're doing, that looks fun.
Because that was a fun, normal time. Now everyone goes out and it's like, what are we wearing? How do we look? Does my hair look good? Like, it's all about this, like, appearance.
Is this post-worthy?
And then I look like a cunt or I'm like super drunk and I'm like, whoa! And I'm probably like super aggressive. And everyone's like, dude, she's insane. So like either way, I'm
you really
screwed.
Can't win. Yeah.
Yeah. Sober, I'm unapproachable, fun and hammered. I'm probably scary. Like, you know, it's just it's rocking a hard place,
boy.
Guys.
I would expect that you'd be having fun. You seem like a fun person. You seem
Yeah, I do have fun. I just think I'm probably scary to most men. Wow. And I think the when you look like an aggressive girl, and I don't mean in a bad way, like outgoing and active, like at a bar, guys don't like to be denied. No one likes to be denied, but I'm saying typically guys will make the first move, right? Like I've made the first move and got denied. It sucks, but I've still done it. I don't care. But like, I think when you look like that, like if you're the meek girl that's kind of quiet in the corner, maybe they're more willing, right? To be like,
oh, the meek
oh,
girl.
Oh, hi, and talk to you.
I said the meek girl.
Yeah, I thought she said
no,
meek too.
And then versus the one that's like, you know, throwing down shots by herself at the end of the bar, like, ah, fucking everyone, whoa. Like, she's insane.
So, really good a little glimpse into like a Friday night with V. Hale.
Yeah. That is... I should just wear a GoPro one time when I'm really going hard.
Oh my God.
Oh,
you should live
great.
Stream.
Do it, please.
Whole, right. Yes. That's
that
what I want to
so
say.
Fun.
I would. That is a GoPro stream show I would
yeah,
watch.
I certainly wouldn't live stream that because
why?
That's like
this shit
because
happens.
That's like why I would never, not that I'd get picked, but if I had the opportunity to do like reality TV, fuck no.
Why?
Do you see those people who like come on, like I don't watch Bachelor or Bachelorette anymore. I think it's atrocious. But when you did, like they come on in the beginning, they get out of the limo. They're classy as fuck in that gown. Their hair's done. And then you're nervous or you're whatever and you're throwing back some. And the next thing you know, they're all, can I talk to you for a second? And they're like trying to kiss you and it's all on camera. And you know they're watching it back because it's pre-recorded just like, fuck. That would be me because you get drunk. It's like, no way. I would edit the shit out of that GoPro. Sorry. No life story.
Oh, so you'd ruin it. So all the good stuff
so
that we'd want
so
to see would
right.
be...
We
want to
see the real V.
That's
Hale.
Not true. I mean, I pretty much lay it out here right now, sober and live. So I'm just saying, you know, there's probably
we
want to
see the shit show.
Yeah, I want to see the shit show. I'll yeah. tell you what, you guys.
I'm not,
if she comes
see
up for Bottle
stuff.
Rock and stays with me, then
oh
we'll,
yeah,
then I'll go pro it. And then actually, you know what'll be great about that is you'll actually see V because if oh. she's wearing the GoPro, you're not going to see her.
You are so hooking up when you come up here. You're so hooking up.
I will be following you.
Dude, that's what you
I'm
going to
keep
think.
You out of trouble. No, you're not going to. Yeah, actually, you might.
You're going to be rolling in it. Trust me.
You see Nicole?
Rolling in it. Rolling in dicks. That does sound
yes.
like a.
Yeah, they're all prongy and, you know, you roll around and it bounces you up.
And
around.
It'll be summer.
Hands
and a field
so
of
holes.
Dicks. It's like a field of sunflowers, but they're all dicks.
It'll be dicks. Summer, right? So everyone will be in shorts. I remember I was at this.
Not
this
me.
Was in PB. I was in college. And I'm at this bar, and I'm raging with my friends. And this girl, we meet and chat, and we're sitting down and having some drinks. And she just reached right up my shorts, past the boxers I was wearing, and was just had my chaunch in her hand while we were sitting there in the bar. And I was like, at the time, of course, that was excellent. Now I'm thinking about that and going, oh, she hadn't even washed her hands. Sheesh.
Your dick did not care.
Isn't that funny?
Your dick gave zero fucks.
I did.
Your dick today would give zero fucks.
She didn't wash her hands.
Like, man, I would probably, now I'd be like, oh, God, please wash before you do that. Come on. And now that I think about it, I couldn't have not been sweaty, right? It was the middle of summer in a bar.
Oh, yeah, you had a stinky dick and she had dirty hands.
Dude,
and it was all.
It's not even the dick that gets sweaty, it's the balls, dude.
It's that like, certain it's smell, too. It's like a really.
Oh, it totally has the smell.
Dank.
It's a dank.
It can be dank.
Well
listen, and
we
even
no
a good solid
talk.
Scrub sometimes won't get it out of there.
What'd you just say about your pussy, B?
Even a good scrub.
No, I'm saying, like, at least you guys, it's all on the outside. Like, we don't have room to talk. Like, we have a vagina that's, like, closed up by two sets of lips. There's four lips just, like, Venus flytrapping that shit all up in there. So when we're sweaty, we have no room to talk. We're not oozing, like, fucking, you know, Summer's Eve from our vagina. It's all gross.
I don't think of it that way.
I always think of travel pussy. Yeah, a regular pussy that's doing its self-cleaning gravity thing. But like when you've been sitting on it all day and sweaty and like your pants, you know, kind of swampy in your pants and stuff, like that whole travel pussy thing, like no one's getting anywhere near her.
Well that's your self. That's
if I
were
hammered, I'd probably forget about
that.
It.
What?
Well, that's what you're being
if
self-conscious.
I were drunk, I'd probably forget. I'd be like, yeah, your dick and my pussy are amazing right now. Yeah.
Right. Sweaty. That's fine. Just
hook up the uglies.
We like it a little
musky. Tab A, slot B.
It's a good thing. Right?
Well, we didn't really get to anything.
My neighbors can hear because.
Oh, you can hear through the walls there, huh?
So I can't hear the words they. You just hear. Yeah, it's kind of like the won't want. And sometimes you can hear some things, like if they're like, hey, to the other person. But I'm like, I thought that last week. I'm like, the shit I talk about.
And you got
I
loud during this. You should feel, you should be really scared.
No, it's good.
Kidding.
You're doing great.
That's crazy that you can hear that distinctly through the walls there. Are they the ones with the kids? Do you hear the kids?
No, the kids
down?
Are up and over. They're not, we're not like connected like that. But it's someone else who lives here was like, yeah, it's not insulated. I'm like, yeah. And it's weird what apartments like. And this is an older building. Like, typically, the older buildings were better built, right? Like, now the newer ones, they skimp. Like, my last building was only, like, 7 years old. Oh, my God, you could hear everything. Mm. But I don't know. It's really weird.
Vinny, your hand is up.
Like I said,
I have a question,
loud and clear. It's like Charlie Brown teacher.
You know how you're known to, you know, boop a man? Boop. And for those of you who've just joined the show and haven't heard, that's a salad tossing reference. And V's not above it, which is a wonderful thing.
No.
You're a nice lady.
But I am picky about it. Can I just state that for the first time?
Well, sure. I mean, that's okay.
I don't dive into any asshole, okay? Thank you.
Right.
All right.
So what if a guy you're with says to you, oh, I don't do that. Not that he won't let you do it. He'll let you do it all day. But he's like, I will not reciprocate. There's no way that I'm going to do that back to you. Would you be like, that has to be on the menu? Or would you be like, that motherfucker's going to do it if I have to sit on his fucking face and press my asshole into his mouth? It's happening.
Jesus, that's so aggressive.
Death
well, I don't know. I'm curious. I'm just
next
trying
on
to.
Next 2020.
Right.
I don't know. First of all, I would not lick their butthole if they were not going to lick mine. So I'll just state that. Like,
okay.
That's insane. That's like
you do
dick
that only because they get a life. Booped you.
Well, I'll boop first, but I know that it's going to be.
But like I will I said, not I'm boop picky. Last.
It's not like I've done this with a slew of men. Okay, it's been a very, very, very small amount.
How small would you say? Would you say like
three.
You've done that? You've only
and
done
really
that to three
two.
Boys. Okay.
Well, is it three or is it two? What do you mean, really
well, the
two?
The reason I say really is the first time I did it with my ex a long, long time ago. When it's your first time diving into a butt, like now I get up in it, like I'm like, brr. But back then. It,
go
like
on.
Back then, the it was just like a little, like reach with the tongue just a little bit. Like I was like, what?
A true boop.
Yeah, it was a true boop.
It was
boop.
Like this.
Like I'm just, yeah, like when you're like testing how something tastes a little bit, right? You're just like, I mean, and then fast forward, who knew? But right. Yeah, so, but I think like if we were just messing around or hook up, it would not bother me. But if it were going to be the guy I stayed with, yeah, you got to delve into the ass. So
yeah, I don't know.
Which, can I say?
Probably.
You never see that stuff on regular movies, right? Like
ass kissing, yeah.
Ass licking, yes. But this new, which by the way, I was really bummed it wasn't great. The new Ben Affleck movie with
oh,
his ex, Angel
yeah.
De Armas or yeah. whatever. There was a scene, it's not a spoiler, it's very short, but it was kind of a sex scene. And obviously he didn't like full on booper. I mean, it wasn't like an X-rated film. But they were like kind of like starting, you know, the foreplay of sex and stuff. And she like rolled over and she's like, yeah, lick my ass. And you could kind of see his face go in. And I was like.
Slow clap.
Slow clap. Best part of the whole movie. They never put that shit in. It was amazing.
Oh.
Thought I'd share. Huh. But I'm bummed. That movie could have been really, really, really good. And it was just.
It's a weird movie because like, it's like she's married to Ben, but she's fucking all these other guys.
And he knows, and that
and he's
they,
watching.
They
it's like a whole
really
cuckold
like,
thing.
Yeah, like they could have been good with the killing scenes or the murder scene. It was just oh. very like anticlimactic. I felt like it kind of went, you know, a steady line the whole way.
So you liked it, but then you didn't feel like it had a good payoff. Because I was thinking about watching that.
Yeah, it
don't
just,
bother
like,
or what?
I don't know. I mean, I hate to say that.
I mean, there's an ass licking scene, hate so I, maybe I should. You know, sounds great.
For anything, you
totally
can
into
that.
That. Down with that. Or maybe it's fair warning. I don't know. Okay, I get it. We have to go. Yeah. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Guys. Thank you to V. Hale for being here. Bryn at RadioAlice.com. Send along your bad advice or stories about ass licking. I don't know. Whatever you're into. We'll save them for V. I'm sure she'll love to hear those.
So crazy.
Thanks for being on today. Vanessa, that's
you're the best. Thank you.
You are the best.
I'm here to answer all your ass licking questions or bleaching now.
Well, I just, you know, that one was actually, it sort of hit me like that would be surprising if a dude was like, oh, yeah, I want you to do it, but no, I'm not doing that to you. No. But you, what Bryn, something you said before we go, sorry, Bryn, I got to finish this one sentence. Just give me 1 second. All right, never mind. Let's go. Fine.
Just do it. What are you doing?
No,
go
it's
ahead.
Fine.
Finish your thought.
Just fucking do it. Finish
Jesus.
Your thought.
Forget it.
No, just no, no. Next time. I want to know.
All right, well, write it down so we don't. There's a cliffhanger
yeah,
now. What the fuck?
It,
who
yeah,
even cares? Whatever.
Forget it like New York.
Would be.
Fasten. Yeah. Forget it, kid.
Don't forget
about
the
it.
End.
Oh, God.